Father God, you are holy and good.
God, especially in this culture of thinly veiled distaste towards all aspects of Christian faith, a clean testimony in the community is important. Be known for compassion, love, and grace, instead of protest, criticism, and hypocrisy. Father God, help Crossroads Covenant Church to continue to show kindness and compassion and love to all those that it encounters, to our neighbors, to our friends, to our family, to our barista. God, we want everyone to have positive testimony of Crossroads. We want to be a reflection of who you are. Father God, we pray that each Sunday that the Lord will lead the right seekers to your church, that Crossroads will be overflowing with new people, that people will come from all walks of life, young and old, families, single, people of wealth, people of low income, whether they are black or white or in between. Father God, we pray that you bring the right seekers to Crossroads, people who are just chasing after your heart and who love you, that you bring new people all the time. Pray that they will be ministered to effectively and loved abundantly, that everyone will feel overwhelmed by your abundance of love and want to know you more and go deeper. Pray that the congregation will enthusiastically accept the vision of the leadership. God, I just pray that at Crossroads that the LT and myself do stuff to honor you, that everything is about magnifying and glorifying and edifying you, and that the congregation accepts the vision that you have laid upon our heart, that we put aside our preferences and we seek after you. We chase after you, God, that what we do every day is about you. Father God, that people will receive change with an open heart. Father God, there is a lot of change needing at Crossroads, God. May the congregation, may those who've been at the church forever and a day, may those new people and everyone in between receive the change with an open heart. God, I pray that the necessary will be done so that the vision will be accomplished. Father God, I pray for strong marriages and families. As the family is the basic building block of society, so is also with the church. With strong marriages and families, there will be a strong church. God, we just want to see an abundance of kids and families coming to Crossroads, that these kids feel welcome, that these families feel loved, and that they grow in their marriage for one another, and that the families grow in their relationship with you, that the whole family has a deeper relationship with you because of their encounter at Crossroads. God, I pray for an evangelistic spirit to pervade the members of the church. Pray that each week members of the church will have a clear opportunity to build relationships and share the message of Jesus Christ. God, you have given us your precious Son. Father God, help us not to keep this a secret. Help us to share this with everyone, to teach them about your love and your grace and your mercy and your hope, that everyone we encounter, whether we are walking, whether we are going to the grocery store, whether it's our neighbor, our friends, or a family member, or those online, that we want to share the gospel with them, that we want them to know of the new life, the hope that is found in you, that we want people to know of your love, of your grace, and of your mercy, that we don't hold back because of our shyness or because we're afraid that they might reject us. But God, that we share the gospel with everyone that we encounter. God, I pray for generosity In many churches, a small percentage of attendants provide the largest amount of funds for the business of the ministry. God, I pray that everyone gives to the church. God, I pray that everyone feels your movement inside of them and that they desire to give, not out of like an obli not just out of obligation, but actually out of passion and commitment to you, God. That they want to because they want to further the kingdom. They want to grow the kingdom. God, I pray that your church, Crossroads, will break this pattern of just a few giving and that the majority will be cheerful givers, that everyone will give and everyone will desire to see the story of Jesus carried beyond the walls of that building. God, I pray for volunteers. God, pray that there will be an abundance of volunteers to cover all the ministries of the church. I pray that people will say yes when we ask them to help. God, I pray that volunteers will not be stretched thin and burned out by serving, but will maintain a balance between serving and being served. That they will know first and foremost that they are a child of God, that they are loved, and God, that it isn't serving that brings about salvation. It's about being a child of God. But out of being a child of God and understanding who you are in God, that you have a desire to serve. Because that inflow that you receive from God then becomes an outflow into the world. And that you want to use your gifts in a way that glorifies and edifies God. God, I pray for those who lead in musical worship. God, I pray for the band and the singers and the tech team. I pray especially that their preparation time will be a time of worship for them personally as they seek the leading of the Holy Spirit, and that the worship service will not be a show, but will be an offering of praise. Pray for people with the gift of music, the gift to play instruments, and the gift of song to step forward and help lead the church in worship. God, I pray that everyone who has a gift or a talent in worship, in singing, in technology, in sound technician or soundboard or slides, God, that they step forward and they say yes to serving you with a joyful heart. And God, they do it not because they want to be the center of attention, but because they honestly and genuinely want to praise you. And they want to lead other people to worship you. God, I pray for the youth of the church. Father God, they need a strong root to maintain a positive witness through high school and into college and career. Pray that their leaders will have the necessary wisdom to teach and lead in the 21st century in a way that connects with teens and attracts more. Father God, I pray for the kids we connect with that hope and beyond that, God, we are glorifying you and edifying you through how we're serving these kids, through how we're serving these students. I pray for every student at Hope and YVCS and Father God, and the neighborhood around us, that we see those youth and kids come to know you, come to be saved, that they put their sports, school, hobbies second to you, Lord. Father God, that they desire to chase after you. God, that you open up their hearts, that they receive you. Father God, you have blessed us with wildlife, and what an incredible opportunity. And so, God, help us to utilize this gift to draw in more students to you. I pray for a spirit of unity in the church, unity between the different organizations on the campus. Too many churches are divided over personality, style of worship, minor issues of personal preference, and non-biblical concerns. God, I pray that this spirit of division will not pervade your church at Crossroads, but that yours will be a church known for its peace and unity. God, I know that there's different thoughts and different ideas and different ways of doing things. I know there's different preferences and different styles. And God, there's different tastes and flavors and all that in between. And Father God, I pray that we just set those aside so that you may be at the center of who we are. That we come together as one body of believers to honor you, to glorify you. That we put aside our differences so that you can become the focus of our attention. Father God, help us to submit our preferences to you. Help us to submit our desires over to you. God, may we not have an ego or pride when we come to church. May we set that aside. May we humbly come before you as servants at Crossroads and make you the focus. God, I pray for cooperation in the community among theologically like-minded churches as barriers, denominational, racial, ethnic, class come down. The church as a whole can accomplish more than any church can do on its own. Father God, I pray that we continue to work together as different bodies of believers to just bring you glory. God, I just pray for the churches in Concord and Antioch and Pittsburgh and Walnut Creek and all the surrounding area, that we just come together to honor you, God. That we partner together, we share resources, we share staff, we share volunteers, we share our spaces, we share everything that you have given us to bring glory to you. Oh Lord, how majestic is your name, how wonderful you are, how kind you are, how generous you are. How you have just blessed us immensely. Help us to utilize what you have given us for the kingdom. God, I just pray that denominations and different styles of worship and different buildings and different people and personality don't get in the way, but that we set those aside to honor you in all that we do. God, I pray for the children of the church. I pray that those that teach and care for them would do so with love and patience so that parents are free to serve and worship as the Lord. I pray that as those children grow up in the church, they will grow strong, coming to know Jesus as the Savior and Lord in their life. I pray that they will continue and faithfully testimony of the church as they become adults and parents of the next generation. God, these kids are so precious and valuable. And God, I see in the scriptures how you call the children to you. And when the disciples pushed away the children, you said, no, let the children come, God. And you honored those children. You saw those children as your beloved creations. Father God, you know how precious children are. They are the future of the church. They are the church today. And God, we need to instill biblical values in them at Crossroads. Help us to have a heart for children. Help us to welcome children. Help us to be hospitable to children. I want to hear singing of kids in worship and kids running around and yelling and playing and jumping for joy and reading the scriptures and laughing and playing games and getting excited about you, God. I hope that Crossroads becomes a place that where every child feels loved and welcomed. God, I pray for a mission the missions of the church, for a vision for missions that a Jesus-focused church will take seriously to go into the world, the command that he gave, and will endeavor to be a part of the going, sending, and the supporting of missionaries, that he would have a heart, that we would have a heart for incarnational ministry in our neighborhood, on the church, and in our community and beyond. That God would open up our heart for those in need in our community, the country, and the world. God, we cannot be a country club. We cannot be selfish. We cannot hold back the gifts that you have given us. God, we have to go into the community to serve the homeless, to serve those who are hungry, to serve those who are sick, and those in jail. Father God, help us to support missionaries all around the world, in our country, in our community. Help us to be missionaries. Help us to have a heart to serve. God, may we never stop pursuing you and following you. Help us to always have a heart to serve you. God, we need to serve the little ones, the orphans and the widows and the brokenhearted. We need to serve those who are struggling and in pain. And God, help us never to stop serving your children, those in need. Help us to always give back. God, we pray for the business of the church. Although we'd like to think that the ministries are exempt from such mundane affairs as paying the utility bills, abiding by local building codes, and maintaining financial integrity, these are important aspects of the church and must be accomplished in the right manner and time. Pray that for those who are entrusted with oversight of such matters, that they will be faithful to fulfill all the business matters in the timely way. Oh Lord, how majestic is your name, how wonderful you are, how beautiful you are. And God, even in the mundane stuff, even in the business affairs, God, you are beautiful and wonderful. God, you give us the gift of the building and the facilities to take care of. God, we know we have to work with the city, and sometimes that's a struggle. We know we have to abide by certain codes. And God, we know that we have to pay bills. God, help us to be responsible with all the resources that you have given us. Help us to manage the business of the church well. Help us to honor our relationships with the city and abide by the codes, and be honorable and whole, have integrity with what we do. God, we pray for small group leaders, usually volunteers, whether they are called deacons, Sunday school leaders, life group leaders, or wildlife leaders, or something else. These faithful men and women are entrusted with the task of helping other believers grow into a full measure of maturity. God, I pray that they will be strong in their faith and be able to be sensitive and discerning only others. God, I pray that our small group leaders will put the time and energy into prayer and to planning the lesson and the time together. God, I pray that our small groups will continue to grow, that we will honor you in our relationships through small groups, that we will honor you in service through our small groups, that we will honor you in our Bible study and our time of fellowship and food together. Father God, that you become the most important thing in those groups. And through those communities, people see you and they want to invite their friends to have a new relationship with you. That these just aren't fellowship times or times to eat together at country clubs or just times to play sports together, but they're actually times to be fulfilled. The times to grow in our relationship with you and in our relationship with others. God, we pray for special ministry at church. They may change with the season or the year. there might be Christmas, when there's Christmas programs or Easter programs, the needs of the church, for example, might have an influx of immigrants or a large population of college-age believers or seekers or special needs children or needs of the community. God, help us to be flexible in what in every season and in what you bring to the church. Help us to accept the change as they come. Help us to always be setting aside our ways and constantly be moving with the flow that and as you bring people to the church or needs to the church. These spiritual needs of the church and the community it serves should not be overlooked in our prayer life. Father God, I just pray that we have a heart that is always open to change and adaptation, and that we just move as the Spirit moves, God. Honestly, I know the Spirit is going to move in different ways. It's going to bring different people all the time. It's going to bring different needs all the time. And God, I just pray that we're open to what the Spirit is doing in our community and in our church. May your hand be upon Crossroads, and may we be open to what you're doing and not be so stuck in our old ways or preferences or processes that we can't move with what the Spirit is doing. God, I pray for the church leadership. I pray that the leadership of the church will always be sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Father God, that we receive your Spirit and that we and that we allow the Spirit to guide us and direct us in everything that we do. God, your Spirit is powerful and mighty, and you gave it to us to help us, to lead us, to direct us. You gave it to us so that we might receive your wisdom, that we might feel your presence. And God, may we have an open heart to that, and may we never stop receiving the Spirit and never stop following your Spirit. The Holy Spirit is powerful, and we need to be open to it. God, I pray for the physical buildings and the grounds to properly maintain and care for. God, I pray that God will prevent problems such as with the air conditioning or paint peeling that would cost money that could be used for kingdom-oriented activities or outreach. I pray also for any planned and unplanned projects or anticipated building projects that we have sufficient funds that would be available, and that any mortgage on the properties or expenses on the properties would be paid off quickly, that any debt that we incur can be paid off immediately. God, I pray that you give us all the resources that we need, an abundant of resources to do the work of the kingdom here. Father God, the facility is an amazing, gorgeous facility at Crossroads, and you have given us such a gift there. And God, we give you thanks that the mortgage is paid off, but God, as bills stack up, that you would give us the resources to pay off that. As things come our way or things need repair, God, that you give us the resources immediately to care for that. Oh, Lord, you are amazing, and you have given Crossroads such a beautiful facility. The trees, the lawns, the air conditioning, the heating, the windows. God, I give you thanks for the light and the grounds and the parking lot and our back 40 and our fences. And God, I give you thanks for the carpet and the chairs and the tables and the plants and even the creek that runs through it and the bridge. And Father God, you have given us so much, and we should just be grateful. And God, just help us to be amazing caretakers of that facilities. Help us to always be responsible, to pick up the trash, to pick out the weeds, to look at the small things and say, no, everything here should be about glorifying you. This facility should be about glorifying you. God, that when people walk in, they should be in awe of the campus. And through the campus, they should see you. I hope that as people come on, they don't just see a building. They don't just see a wall or trees, but that they see you. That the way that we have cared for this facility honors and magnifies you and reflects who you are. And it draws people into who you are. Father God, I pray for a spirit of understanding. The church is not a place for perfect people. And because of the mistakes will be made and people's feelings will get hurt, pray that these universal problems of humanity will not cause members of the church to look down on someone with while elevating others. But that all will realize and accept everyone there is a sinner. Some saved by faith and some that the Lord is still wooing. Father God, may we be people of grace and mercy. God, you extend your grace and mercy to us. You show us your grace and mercy. You are just an amazing God who is full of compassion and love and patience. And God, may we extend that to one another. May we just hold conflicts lightly. May we see each other as the beloved children of God. And may we never stop showing grace and mercy to one another. God, when we have problems or conflict, may we handle it in a godly and biblical way. May we not tear each other down, but lift each other up. God, the division of the church is the way the evil one gets in. He will do anything to divide the church, its people, its leaders, its congregation, to make the flock bitter at one another, to make the flock arguing and divisive because of preferences or politics or certain or certain golden calves or certain ways of doing things. Simple things can get in the way of the church. And God, we need to be a unified church. And the way we can do that is by when we have conflict, is to come to one another with grace and mercy. And show that same grace and mercy that you have shown us to each other. Help us to see you in one another. Help us to speak to each other as though we were speaking to you, God. To look at each other as beloved children and say, wow, you are a child of God. I pray that visitors to the church will have a positive first experience. From the parking lot to the invitation, and they'll want to come back and know more. I pray that you continue to grow this church and bring new people, and that they have excitement and joy for the Lord, and that they want to be there. I pray that the Lord will grow his church by bringing to the people that he wants to serve in that location. People of all ages, races, and classes. We all one in Christ. Father God, I just give you thanks for the people that you have brought. Continue to bring new people. Help us to grow as a church. Help us to, I want to see us double in size, triple in size. I want to see us grow beyond what our church can hold. I want us to grow so much that we have to build new buildings and expand the church. Not because we care about numbers, but because we want to see people be saved. We want to reach every person in Concord, every person in our community. We want to reach every person in Antioch and Pittsburgh and Walnut Creek and Concord and beyond. We want to utilize digital media to reach people beyond our walls in all parts of the country. Whether it's in Oregon or New York or Florida or Canada or Mexico, Father God, or Russia or China or here, God, help us to utilize the resources we have to draw people from all over the world to bring you glory. Oh Lord, help us to reach people, and whether they come to our campus in person or they come to us online, that they come to have a positive experience, that they feel welcome and love, and that they want to come back again. They want to walk onto a campus another time to grow deeper in their faith. They want to check us out online another time. They want to find ways of growing in their faith. Whether they're nearby or far away, Father God, that we facilitate not just consumers of media, but that we facilitate disciples. That as people come to our church, both in person and online, that they desire to know you and to grow deeper with you. Father God, I pray for the communication of the church. I pray that the church reaches beyond its walls, that the message be shared well and received well through personal communication, social media, online, and beyond, that our communication glorifies God, that those inside the church communicate with grace and love. They speak words of grace, uplift others, instead of tear them down. The gospel be shared. With everyone that we encounter, whether it's through an email or a text or in person or over coffee or walking through the park, God, that we use all disposals at our mean to communicate the goodness of you, that gossip be eliminated from our mouths, that we be a good representation, that we speak of you in all of our circumstances, that we live a life of joy, no matter what the situation or circumstance, and that people look at us and they see you. I pray for church discipleship, that we are being intentional about our own spiritual growth and the spiritual growth of those in our spheres, that we are putting first God, you. You are first in our life. I pray that we have the courage to share the good news with those less mature in their faith, and that we receive instruction from those who are more mature in our faith, and that we seek to be a community with other followers for the purpose of growing and helping others to grow in their understanding of the word. Father God, I pray that all of us seek mentors in our life, and God, we also seek to disciple others in our life, and that as we're walking in our life, that we seek to be in community with fellow believers. Father God, that as a church, each individual is always looking to grow, looking to help other people grow, and looking to be in community to hope be held accountable in that growth. Father God, we need to have spiritual mentors. That is how we learn and develop and be discipled ourselves. And God, we need to be discipling others. That's how the church continues to grow, because we're leading other people to Christ. And God, we need people in our life who hold us accountable and who we can have spiritual friendships with and talk with, so that we're not alone in this journey. So Father God, help us to always have that mentality of discipleship in the church. Help the leaders to show that. Help every person in the church to have that heart of discipleship and to chase after you. Oh Father God, I pray for social justice. I pray for equality. I pray that the church has a heart for justice, to defend the oppressed, to stand up against the inequality, and to take up a cause of the fatherless and the plea of the widow, that the Holy Spirit will give us the encouragement to speaking out against injustice and inequality. Father God, help us to see the wrongs in this world and to stand against us. When we see racial injustice, help us to stand against that. Help us to stand for equality, whether it's in race or gender or in class or in ethnicity. God, help us always to stand for equality and to stand against injustice. Let us not become passive. Let us not become stagnant. Let us not become ignorant. God, and I pray that we don't treat people differently, but that we love everyone equally. And God, that we see people all as your beloved children of God. And that everyone no matter who they are, no matter where they come from, no matter what gender or class or race, is your child and deserves to be treated as your child. And in if there is a situation or a place where one of your beloved children is not being treated like they should, like you would want them to, that we as the church, that we as Crossroads would stand against that injustice. We would stand with those who are being attacked. We would stand with the victim. And we would risk everything for those who feel less than, for those who are hurting, for those who are in pain, for those who are struggling, for those who the society treats differently, and we would stand with them until justice came. I pray for diversity. I pray that God breaks the hearts of the congregation for all nations, backgrounds, abilities, gender, race, age, color, or ethnic origin. May the God who created a world of diversity and vibrance go with us as we embrace life in all its fullness. May the Son who teaches us to care for the stranger and the foreigners go with us as we try to be good neighbors in our communities. May the Spirit who breaks down our barriers and celebrates community go with us as we find courage to create a place of welcome for all. God, this is your church. God, Mosaic is beautiful in your eyes. God, you created the diversity. You created us with different gifts and different talents. You created us to look different, to be tall, to be short, to be fat, to be skinny, to be different colors in our skin, to be rich, to be poor, to look different, to act different, to speak different. God, you created this diversity because in this diversity there is beauty. We should not all be the same. Because when we come together, we reflect who you are. When we come together, we mirror God. your beauty. God, you are so good. And it is because of you that we are all here. It's why you created millions of types of creatures and plants and animals and people. Because in the mosaic, there is beauty and diversity. There is you. Oh Lord, I cannot tell you how grateful I am for the diversity that you created. God, help us to always honor you and praise you and the diversity that you created. God, I pray for Crossroads. I pray that you continue to grow us and shape us, and that we come before you as humble servants of you. We surrender our lives over to you, that we make you Lord over everything. Father God, I pray more than anything that we surrender all before you. That we place you above our things, our possessions, our hobbies, our family. Our jobs, our successes, our accomplishments, our phones, our social media, our identity, everything. And when we do that, we will discover freedom. We will discover your hope and love. And we will discover who you created us to be. Father God, I pray for Crossroads. I pray that you turn this church around. And that you grow it in the way that you desire. This is your church, God. Help us to remember that. Help every person at Crossroads to remember that. And make you our number one focus. May we place your word at the center Oh Lord. How majestic is your name. How wonderful you are. You are the Alpha and the Omega and the Creator. Let us never to forget that. In your Son's precious and holy name, Jesus Christ. Amen.